own.
A raft of statistics this week has helped sink a lot of the remaining optimism about the Czech economy's prospects. The most telling one was the downward revision of last year's economic growth to 3.1% from an earlier 3.5% by the Czech Statistical Office. That means growth nearly halved in 2008 from 2007's 6%. Most of the damage came in the last quarter, when growth fell by 0.9% compared with the previous 3 months.
And if that were not enough, Minister for Labour and Social Affairs Petr Nečas has come up with a gloomy forecast for jobs, or rather the lack of them. He predicted the jobless total will probably hit 8% and could even reach 10%, according to one scenario being worked on by the ministry. The unemployment rate already jumped to 7.4% in February from January's 6.8%, according to figures released this week.
The Czech economy could eat and drink its way back to health. That is at least the thinking behind the latest crisis measures to come out of the Ministry of Finance after it pushed through a cut in sales tax at a meeting of EU ministers in Brussels. According to the compromise plan, national governments can choose which sectors can benefit from a cut in value-added tax, a sort of sales tax smorgasbord, if you like. Czech Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek has singled out restaurants as a top domestic target for lower VAT. The rate is set to drop from 19 to 9% starting next year.
One bit of good news coming out of the crisis is that Czech power giant ČEZ believes domestic electricity prices could be on a downward slide for 2, 3 or even 5 years. But the bringer of these good tidings at a 3-day energy conference in Prague could also see the crisis cloud silver lining. ČEZ's head of development added that economic woes could make it easier for his cash-rich company to snap up energy projects at home and around the region so that it can expand. Rival energy group J&T came up with the same analysis.
The Czech Republic's richest man, Petr Kellner, has also been given good and bad news from Forbes magazine's annual richness rankings. He has shot up Forbes' list of the world's top 100 richest men, climbing to 76th position. Kellner only scraped in at 91st place in 2008. Even so, his wealth is estimated to have fallen by a third to around $6 billion, following the drop in value of his insurance and other assets. But other global billionaires fared even worse.
But proof that the crisis is real and serious has been furnished by the business daily Hospodářské noviny. After years of boom, Czech golf courses are now feeling the pinch. Corporate sponsorship is down, tournaments have been cancelled and projects for new courses frozen, it says. Some clubs are now offering reductions in order to keep members. The Czech Golf Travel Association has warned earnings for some clubs could halve this year. The country's Golf Federation groups 131 clubs with more than 41,000 members.